Thomas peered out of the taxi at the building with the blacked-out windows, watching it fade into the night. He wondered how many of the men who had danced there had died, how many men he had danced with who were now ghosts. Sam, do you ever think about what we missed? What it might have been like to be young and out and proud?
Nah, Sam said. Not even straight people are guaranteed a fucking teenage romance. Let it go, babe.
One of the back windows in the cab was open, and the breeze tousled Sam's hair. They took it from us, Sam. They used our shame to take it all away from us. Sam turned his head and watched the emotions flash across Thomas's face. Anger, shadow. Sadness, shadow. Despair. Sam moved across the seat next to Thomas and put his arm around his shoulder. 10 years had passed since they'd met in a group for conversion therapy survivors, a bunch of scared men trying to reclaim the wreckage of their derelict youth, taken by a church that tried to convince them that they were sinners. They're still doing it, you know. Still claiming they can change us.
Us? No way. Honey, you're even gayer than me.
Thomas laughed and leaned his head on Sam's shoulder. He thought about the mess he had left behind. He hoped Abby and his children still had time. Time for a life that wasn't marred by the legacy of a terrified young boy's prayers, or ruined by a religion built on the backs of shame. Thomas turned his head, looked at the city lights reflected in the Charles River, and began to hum softly.